predictability. The milkman, the paper boy, the evening TV.
Dryer too? Kimmy, what's all that?
Oh, I have entered the lucrative world of kids' parties. I've got two lined up, and Stephanie is my entertainer.
Oh, I don't know, Kimmy. I'm having second thoughts. Never really performed for children.
You'll be fine. Besides, it'll be great practice for connecting with kids. Your bun is not going to be in my oven forever.
So, I guess I have to come up with some sappy, sweet character, right?
That's a kid's performer's bread and butter. Oh, and also, you might want to bring some bread and butter. I don't feed the help.
Well, this better be worth all the fuss.
Here's what it pays.
Ooh, well, that's a buttload of fuss. Hey, girls, do you want a snack?
Oh, hold on. Already got it covered. Who likes tapas?
We do.
Remember, we're not doing carbs this week.
You're serious. Actually, Mom, we're meeting up later at Burt's Burgers.
Oh, well, that's okay. It's not like I went out at dawn and caught my own lobsters.
Thanks, Mrs. G.
Your desperate need to please us is appreciated.
When you girls are around, it's like I'm back in high school.
Is that a good thing?
Shh. I'm talking to the cool kids.
You guys should probably leave before my mom starts to floss.
Too late. Later, peeps.
See you at first.
I like those girls. You know, I could have hung with the popular girls in high school, but instead, I decided to hang with the lonely, awkward girl who needed a friend.
Yes, thank you, Kimmy, for taking pity on me. I am forever grateful.
It is always open.
Wait, you don't live here.
I know. But they cannot keep me out because it is always open. Also, congratulations.
Thanks, man. Wait, for what?
It is your and DJ's 2-week anniversary.
It is? How would you know that?
I keep various anniversaries on my iPhone. Did you know that A-Rod and J-Lo have been together for 22 months?
Actually, it's 26 months. If you count their secret rendezvous at Color Me Mine in Culver City. She made a coffee mug, he made a picture frame.
I'd have backed you up, but that kid scares me. Sometimes I think he can wish me into a cornfield.
I woke up once with him standing over me. I thought he was trying to steal my breath. Speaking of taking my breath away, what sexy gift did you bring your paramour, huh?
Oh, I guess gas station coffee and a banana?
Wrong! You have insulted romance and burned my hand. The 2-week anniversary sets the tone for every anniversary afterward.
Wow. You know, you're right. I gotta show Deej how much she means to me. Well, thanks, bro.
I'm not your bro. I'm your, how does everyone say, bro, professor of love.
Okay, nobody says that.
I want you and DJ to experience the unbridled passion that Kimberlina and I share.
Aren't you technically divorced?
Let me walk you out.
Are you gonna clean up the mess?
I do not live here.
Oh, I'm sorry, these seats are stained. Nope! My friends will be here any minute. Sorry. I don't mean to be rude, but can you leave? Hey, you got a baby, right?
Yeah.
You're on the same roadblockers as that kid whose mom is the lunch lady. Oh, Sloppy Joe Johnson! Yeah, but why does he wear a hairnet to class?
I know, right?
I still need you to leave. I'm sure Sienna and the other girls will be here soon.
Sienna?
Oof.
Check Insta. They're at the movies.
What? She told me to meet them here.
Sorry, but it looks like you got ghosted.
That's cold. But I'm still gonna need this tape.
How's football recital?
It's a sport, not dance class.
Well, from the look of your spotless tights, seems like dance class.
I'm the place kicker. I never get dirty. Wait, is that why no one believes I'm really on the team?
That and you once famously broke your thumb doing close-up magic.
Hey, that was a brand new deck of cards. They put that cellophane on really tight.
It's always open. Steve? Oh, what are you doing here?
It's our 2-week anniversary.
Our 2-week right. Yeah. I pronounce it differently. Wow. Those are so beautiful.
Oh, I'm so glad you like them.
Oh.
I wish I could stay, but it's hammer toe day at the clinic. Stop. Hammer toe.
Aw, it must be hammer toe day. I can't believe that fell on the same day as your 2-week anniversary. What did you get him?
Well, nothing. I didn't know it was a thing.
Are you out of your mind? Don't you want what me and Fernando have?
I don't know, do I?
Of course you do. Everyone wants more l'amour.
Okay, so what's someone supposed to get for a 2-week anniversary?
Doesn't matter, as long as it makes his gift look like crap. Quick announcement. Whoever's driving the red Razor scooter, you're blocking the video game truck. Now, please put your sticky little hands together for the vocal stylings of Sunshine Stephanie.
Vegetables are our friends, num num, we eat them every day. You might think that's dumb, 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 but it's better than eating hay. Nay! I like potatoes, I like peas, I like carrots because they help me seize. Vegetables are our friends, num num, we eat them every day. You might think that's dumb, 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 but it keeps the blues away.
I think you're dumb, dumb, dumb.
That's not very nice. I like potatoes. I like beets. I like corn because it's better than meats.
Hey, lady, do you like lettuce?
Hey, that's it! I know where you live, Mikey. I know where you go to school, and I'm not afraid to find you.
I know the timing's not perfect, but here's the bill.
Hey, Deech. I got your text. What's up?
Yeah, Steve, I wanted to talk to you about our 2-week anniversary. I'm sorry, but I racked my brain and all I could think to get you was a sandwich.
Hey, that's okay.
Bring it in, boys!
Big sandwich!
A 14-foot party sub! 1 foot for every day we've been dating.
Come here, beautiful.
Come on, boys, let's get this cut up in the kitchen.
Wow, take a picture. She could be a centerfold in Sandwich Magazine. I read it for the articles. This is amazing.
This is horrible.
Wait, it is?
Yes, she is topping you with toppings. She is relishing in your defeat. I could go on with the sandwich metaphors, but let us stop so you can catch up. Everyone knows a 14-foot party sub trumps flowers and some boring Big Bear. You cannot let her win.
Why does this matter to you so much?
Because I am living vicariously through Steve and DJ, or as I call you, Steej.
Did you get into another fight at Soup Plantation?
I wish.
No, I bombed at that kid's party. I'm still picking cabbage out of my bra. Kind of sounds like the date you had with that guy from FarmersOnly.com. I don't know what happened. I really didn't connect with those kids at all. In fact, I completely lost my temper.
I wouldn't worry. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be a terrible mom.
I'd never even thought about that. Why would you put that in my head?
Just because you made the birthday boy cry doesn't mean your own kid will hate you.
Kimmy, you're doing it again. Oh, that is it. No more kid parties for me.
No, you can't quit. You're awesome. Well, not with kids. But we have another party tomorrow, and I'll never find a replacement this late.
Yeah, Steph, you can't let one bad performance stop you from trying again.
Yeah, that would be dumb, dumb, dumb. Hey, how was hanging with the crew?
Sienna and her friends ghosted me.
They ghosted you? What does that mean?
Ghosted means that they stood her up.
I don't get it. You know, just when I thought I finally found a good group of friends. I haven't had that since Lola moved to Fresno.
Well, maybe it was an accident.
No, Lola moved on purpose.
I was talking about the ghosting.
Oh, that makes more sense.
I remember girls like Sienna when I was in high school. They just treat you badly to make themselves look better.
I'm so sorry, honey. You can hang out with us. We are the coolest friend group in the house.
Ow! Are you trying to make me feel worse?
Deej, happy 2-week anniversary. We all know your favorite show.
Million Dollar Listing Los Angeles.
Okay, got some bad intel. Hopefully your second favorite show is American Ninja Warrior.
Yes, that's right. It's up there.
DJ Fuller, welcome to American Ninja Warrior 2 Wikiversary Edition. Yeah!
Oh, my ninja?
Here's your chance to see if you have what it takes.
You ready, Deej?
Well, I just crushed a 45-minute spin class, but sure, why not?
You have 60 seconds to complete the course.
Let's do this.
Go!
DJ is a San Francisco-based veterinarian and a mother of three.
Sorry, fellas, she's taken.
Go, Mark!
Can this suburban mom who has beaten all the odds to get here climb the cargo net and reach her beloved?
You bet I can!
Yeah!
Look at her go! She climbs like she's part spider, part climbing spider.
Come here, beautiful. That cargo net is a lot harder than it looks. Well, that's not something I thought I'd say when I woke up this morning.
Stop belly aching. You have to outgift Steve. I've got three ideas. All of them include a live giraffe. Put a pin in that.
What? You were the only one talking.
Shh, this is an important business call. Hi, silly Sally. Yeah, I need a replacement singer for this birthday party. What? Give me one good reason why you and Goosey Lucy can't fill in. Oh, I'm very sorry for your loss. Steph, I gotta have you play the next party. I tried to replace you, but everyone's dead.
I can't go out there and get booed again. Maybe Sunshine Stephanie didn't work because that's not really who you are. And kids can smell a phony a mile away. Why can't I be more like Goosey Lucy?
Oh, you might want to sit down. Oh, hey, sweetie. They did it again. Look at Sienna's Instagram. They're all at Burt's Burgers without me. And they even tagged me just to rub it in. Oh, honey, kids can be so cruel. No, there's something wrong with me. Nobody wants to be my friend. That's not true. You have to remember.
Mom, I'm really not in the mood for pep talk right now. I'm gonna go sit in my room until the end of high school.
That's it. I am going down there and giving those girls a good talking to. No one hurts my Ramona.
Kimmy, no, I don't think that's a good idea. The last thing Ramona wants is for us to be meddling in her social life.
Yeah, and those girls aren't going to respond to somebody's mom.
I guess you're right. There's a time to take action and a time to stay out. And this is a time to take action.
Lady, who are you talking to?
I'm responding to a previous... Never mind. Well, well, well. If it isn't the mean girls... Or should I say, mean ghouls?
Hilarious. Ramona sent her mom to fight her battles.
How dare you come into my home, eat my tapas, and treat my daughter this way?
Technically, we didn't eat your tapas.
We wanted to. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Ashamed, I say.
You're right, Mrs. Skibler. We are so ashamed. Ashamed, we say. Aren't we, girls?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I am so glad you taught us this important life lesson.
Wow, I thought you'd hit me with sass and sarcasm. Well, I'm glad I could teach you this lesson. Oh, here, let me cover the tip.
That was pathetic.
Not as pathetic as you all are acting right now.
How many of Ramona's relatives are hiding in this restaurant? Do any of you have jobs?
Well, see, kids' parties are kind of a seasonal business, so... Why am I explaining myself to you?
Yeah,
Why are you?
Oh, Coco. Sweet, delusional, hungry Coco. You know what? Here. Have some fries. You guys deserve them. Oh, Coco, you think Sienna's your best friend, right? But on Instagram, she posted that you were BAB, basic as baloney.
Oh, no. That's the worst kind of basic.
And Sienna. First of all, I'm not convinced that you're not the school narc because I'm pretty sure that we graduated together. But even if you are who you say you are, these people don't hang out with you because they like you. They're hanging out with you because they're afraid of you.
That's not true. Right, guys?
Well,
so what? That's how high school is.
No, that's how you are. You turned all these people against Ramona because you were afraid that she was getting more popular than you are.
True. I'm not threatened by Ramona. I have everything she has.
Except a kind heart.
Wow. I wish my mom would handle business for me like that.
Oh, I'm not Ramona's mom.
Well, whosever mom you are, is one lucky kid.
No, I'm okay. No, that sounds super fun. Okay, can't wait to see you tomorrow. Bye.
There's my baby girl. I was gonna come in here and give you a pep talk, but you seem sufficiently peppy.
Were you gonna tell me that there's nothing wrong with me and that none of this is my fault?
Well, I was gonna sit down first. But yeah, that was the gist.
It's crazy. Sienna and her friends are suddenly begging me to hang out with them.
I wonder if a wise person talked some sense into them. But I wouldn't know. I wasn't there. So where are you girls going?
Oh, nowhere with them. It's not the circle I want to be in.
Good for you. So who were you just talking to on the phone? Oh, no, not that I was listening at the door with a cup.
I'm hanging with another girl from school, Ashlyn. She's taking me to a rally against cruelty to animals. Sort of weird considering she works at a burger shop. She's complicated.
I'm so proud of you, honey. Oh. Post-talk selfie?
Mom. Okay.
Oh, yay! I'm one of the cool kids! DJ's gonna be so jelly!
Hey, Fernando. Is DJ here? I gotta talk to her about this whole two-week anniversary business. What did you get me into?
I got you into a deep, loving, fiercely competitive relationship.
You know what? Enough already, okay? Deej!
Have it your way. You have failed the professor's course. You can retake it next semester, okay?
Steve, you have to get out of here. I don't have your next gift yet. Although I did put a bid down on a winery.
Deej, this whole two-week anniversary gift-giving thing has gotten way out of hand.
Oh. I am so glad you said that. I was thinking the same thing.
I let Fernando get in my head.
Yeah, and I let Kimmy get in mine. It was scary.
From now on, we have to celebrate our relationship the way that we want, not the way that other people want us to.
So we can agree that this whole gift-giving thing is over?
Almost, actually. I did have one little thing that I had thought of before Fernando got this bigger is better business in my head, okay?
What's this?
It's the first note you ever passed me in high school.
Steve, that is so sweet. How do you still have this?
Some things are worth hanging on to. And also, my mom's a hoarder.
Steve, you have better hair than Joey Lawrence. Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves comes out on Friday. Want to go with me?
What A small gift cannot be more impactful than a big one. Boom!
I have a small gift for you.
I stand corrected.